IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line, we have Jasmine Opperman, a specialist specializing in analyzing terrorist activity with a focus on Africa. Jasmine, good afternoon to you, and thank you for taking the time last minute to join us on the show.
Afternoon, Michael. Afternoon to your listeners. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
And thanks so much, Jasmine, for taking the time to join us regarding this headline, which has appeared in Business Tech, if I can quote it: United Kingdom terror warning for South Africa, government responds. Now, should South Africans be concerned about this terror threat by the United Kingdom? What exactly is this all about? How did it come about?
Let's make a distinction, Michael,
right,
between the travel advisory and extremism on South African soil.
Right.
The foreign governments work this way. They play the bad case scenario. They claim they have the intelligence. Well, one would hope if they had, they would liaise it with a state security agency.
Right.
And to be they are under legal obligation. Should something happen to one of their citizens, that they have done their job. It is, if I may say, Michael, cover your ass. Make sure you have warned. Irrespective the probability rating attached to it. So the advisory for me is not an attempt to discredit the government. Government's position is clear by international role players.
Right.
There's no need for this. I don't agree with our foreign, our international, the Department of International Cooperation, that this is a blatant attempt at discrediting. Michael, if we look at extremism,
right,
and I went back this afternoon to my articles, you know, Michael, go back to 2016-17. Extremism on South African soil is nothing new. That you and I know. It is open ground for them, be it via financing, be it via the cyber jihad of people being influenced, be it by people going to the caliphate to support the Islamic State, or then, of course, your Al-Qaeda aligned members. So extremism has yet, irrespective of this, not crossed the bridge as yet in terms of an organized cell attack as we have seen recently in Russia.
Okay.
Now, has South Africa's position shifted the dynamics within extremism to the extent of a higher probability of an attack? With what I have in front of me, I want to say to you, no. The likelihood is always the middle ground. It's always that lone individual, that person that decides, because of Hamas, that I'm not saying they're lying to these two terrorist groups, which maintain their distinction from Hamas for various reasons, but that it has, what the South African government's position has done, it has made certain communities more vulnerable should we have people willing to execute such a type of an attack. But an organized attack like we've seen in Russia, for me, remains a low probability.
Jasmine, previous conversations we've had regarding terrorist existence presence in this part of the world, are we perhaps seeing this threat coming from, in this case, we've spoken about northern Mozambique, the ISIS-affiliated groups coming from there. Can we see the threat coming from you from that part of the world?
With our summon deployment, which is now in retreat, they are moving back, they prioritize DRC. They have taken on the Islamic State. We cannot deny that. But the Cabo Delgado insurgency has unique dynamics, Michael, which demands more time to discuss. It remains very localized. It's interesting that prior to summon deployment, the Islamic State has issued a warning directly to the South African government. If you deploy, we are going to take action. Irrespective, we have not seen that action. Now they are in the DRC, and the Islamic State Central African province is at play. The presence of these terror groups in the region on the increase is and must be a significant concern, because for how long then will we be in a position to say that we have so far not seen an organized attack? Our vulnerability remains a concern. Our capabilities, apologies for stumbling, remains a concern. We cannot sit back and relax here. Our geopolitical positioning has position South Africa in such a way that it has opened up the scope for South Africa for terrorism beyond an attack.
Indeed, as you said earlier on, Jasmine, very quickly, one must watch one's back at this point in time. Do I understand it that you're saying because of the lackadaisy attitude that we have in this country, the vulnerability, for example, of the Jewish community, given what's transpiring in the world right now, are susceptible to such attacks?
Look at what's happening all over Europe. Let me give you an example, Michael. Let's look at in UK, where you have people calling openly for a violent jihad, or people going and execute. Look at the type of those attacks, Michael. Yes. It's important. Again, I'm saying Russia, the outlier, a very interesting attack. Again, different dynamics at play.
Sure.
But it is those types of attack. My concern is if we, and if one looks at where we are with organized crime, if one, for instance, look at shooting ranges in South Africa, you want to talk about a training camp. That's your best training camp for any person that wants to prepare for an attack. Take a gun, go and fire a few shots, prepare yourself. That's no problem.
Right.
Who's controlling that? And it's this, for the Jewish community, and I'm talking to your audience, their vulnerability must not be underestimated. And I sometimes get the feeling that the South African government has turned their back on local Jewish communities. Yes.
Jasmine, we're going to have to leave it there. But Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon at such short notice, just to give us your overview as to what is and can be transpiring at the moment. Vigilance and awareness, I guess those are the two key words at this point in time regarding this threat, regarding terrorism in this part of the world. Jasmine Opperman, specialist specializing in analyzing terrorist activity with a focus on Africa.